In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Good morning to those who are watching this service over the internet. Good morning. Hello and good evening. We give a tithe offering to God for God's work outside of this church. Now we'd like to give a tithe offering of 84,900 yen from December 19th to December 25th. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for filling all our needs. We would like to give a tithe offering to you. Please use this. Thank you that you will continually bless us financially and expand your word. With thanksgiving in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Good morning again. Last Thursday, I came back from the United States. And the day before, Sister Naomi came back to Japan. But she was on the flight from Los Angeles to Narita. But 4 hours after her flight departed from Los Angeles, this plane came back to Los Angeles because somebody who was not supposed to be there was boarding the plane. And as for us, we were able to barely fly. We were able to barely be in time for our flight from San Francisco back to Narita. Let's watch a short movie about this outrage. Shows us that he will plant 100 churches in the United States. The work of the United States is important. And the United States is the country that I have been to most in my work of world missions. And strangely, the promise of God for us for revival, the word of God from Habakkuk, we received this word in the United States. And the Lord also spoke to us that revival began in the United States. Of course, we know that God's work will expand from Japan, but I wonder why God spoke to us about this revival while we were in the United States. And it was as if Pastor Fujino was a member of this outreach team, because before this team left Japan, she had been here with us. But when the team went to the United States, she was in Los Angeles. And we had a holy meeting in Morning Prayer House where Azusa Revival began. Maybe we are the only one church that holds a holy meeting in Bonnie Bray House. I believe that God has a significant meaning for this, because the revival that we are now experiencing is continuation of the Azusa Revival in the beginning of 20th century. We also had a home meeting in Sister Sumako's, and about 30 or 40 people gathered. This time, I was afraid that there would not be many people who would come to our holy meetings, because it was the day of Christmas, December 25th. Usually people, they have their own activities in their own churches. But the Lord, they asked to have Sister Smakot's home meeting on December 25th, and I unexpectedly, as many as 30 or 40 people gathered. We also, our holy meeting in San Diego was also blessed, but we encountered with a problem on our way back to Japan from San Diego. We left San Diego, we flew from San Diego to San Francisco, and we transited in San Francisco, and we changed planes to fly to Narita. When we checked in San Diego, we were told that our flight would be delayed for 40 minutes. And they asked us whether we'd like to fly by another flight which would leave San Diego before this flight. But I didn't ask them. I said no, because we were told that we would be on the wait list for this earlier flight, and because I have 1K, there will be a lot of possibility for me to change my flight. But I was with Pastor Kakemoto, and I thought that it would not be very good if we would be separated. So we didn't dare to ask them to put us on the wait list for the earlier flight. We decided to fly on the scheduled flight. But this airplane was delayed more. And finally, this airplane came to San Diego and we boarded. But after we left the gate on the airplane, it stopped for another 40 minutes or so. And that means that when we arrived in San Francisco, we will surely miss our next flight. But we gave thanks to God. We gave thanks to God for this situation. Thank you, God, that we've been delayed. And we confessed that you have a wonderful plan for what's happening. And in my heart, I had a conviction. God spoke to me in my heart that we will be in time for our next flight from San Francisco to Narita. So while we were boarding the flight from San Diego to San Francisco, we asked CA, but she just said, "I'm sorry." And when we arrived in San Francisco, our next flight had already left. It was a time after our flight already left San Francisco to Narita. And in this case, I know that a plane should wait when there is a group of passengers, a big group of passengers who would like to transit, the plane waits for them. But I didn't think that there would not be many people who were planning to go back to Japan from San Diego and from San Francisco. But as soon as we got out of the flight, there was an announcement in Japanese that those people who are scheduled to fly by this flight from San Francisco to Narita, please hurry because the plane is waiting for you. And so we rushed, but as we rushed, the Lord spoke to me that I don't have to rush. I can just walk in an ordinary speed and I'll be in time. And I was in time for the flight. Let's give thanks to God. And there had been another outreach to the United States. It was sometime different at a different time. We had the same route from San Diego to San Francisco to Narita. And when we transited in San Francisco, we ran. But the door of our next flight was already closed. The gate was closed, but we asked, then they asked him, and we could board the plane. And surprisingly, the pilot of that flight from San Francisco to Narita had been with us on the same flight from San Diego to San Francisco. And this pilot, after arriving in San Francisco, the plane, of course, was waiting for him. And the pilot got in the airplane. And hearing that there were several other passengers who had been with him on flight from San Diego to San Francisco and who would like to board this flight from San Francisco to Narita, the pilot was kind enough to open the gate again for us. Let's give thanks to God. Now let's watch short movie about the upcoming outreach in, excuse me, the upcoming Hakuba Synergo Camp.
はい、どうもありがとうございます。
Thank you.
白馬のシネルゴイキャンプ。
Please come and join us. The Lord's Cross Christian Center's work has two visions: revival in the end times.And also we are called to bear God's will and plan for these end times. And the point of these works lies in Hakuba camp. And I feel God's providence because in the book of Revelation, Christ on the white horse appears twice. At the first time,He appears on the white horse in the beginning of the time of the book of Revelation to represent the great harvest. And also Christ will return to this earth and he'll be on the white horse to fight the Antichrist and his army.And so I don't think it's coincident that we got visas to hold a camp in the name called Hakuba. Hakuba means white horse. So we are prepared to go into a very wonderful times when the great work of God will be made manifest.Once I watched a movie, Star Wars, I found myself falling asleep in the first half of the movie. But God's work is much more exciting than this movie, than Star Wars. Now let's watch 1 minute video.
皆さんこんにちは。今日のテーマは御霊の賜物についてです。皆さんカリスマという言葉をよく聞かれると思います。カリスマ美容師とかカリスマ教師など。しかしカリスマの本来の意味はギリシャ語のカリス、つまり恵みを語源とした言葉で、御霊の賜物を表します。それは神様からの贈り物なのです。聖書に御霊の賜物は9つ書かれていますが、これらの賜物は私たちの信仰の歩みに必要なのでしょうか。聖書では愛を追い求めなさい、また御霊の賜物、特に予言することを熱心に求めなさいという言葉をはじめとして、御霊の賜物についての重要性や力ある御業がたくさん書かれています。神様は熱心に求め使用することを御心としています。それはこの賜物を使用しないと開かれない神様のご計画があり、表せれない大きな恵みがあるからです。ですから私たちがそのことを覚えて、正しく賜物を使用するとき、その素晴らしい賜物の実質が現れていきます。ではまた。
はい、どうもありがとうございました。
When we believe in God, we are given the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit lives in each one of you. If you don't have the Holy Spirit in you, please believe in God. Through the Holy Spirit, we are shown our sins, and we have understanding of God's teaching.And we have understanding of Christ, and we are also sanctified to become like Jesus. And also, there are other two points about the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit bears His fruit, the fruit of the Holy Spirit. There are 9 fruit of the Holy Spirit. Also, the Holy Spirit gives us the nine gifts of the Holy Spirit, such as healing, prophecy. Many people, they seek the fruit of the Holy Spirit, but they don't seek the spiritual gifts. But that's wrong, because the Bible said that we should seek the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And when we seek the gifts of the Holy Spirit, the work of God will expand through each one of us. I'm now ministering as an evangelist, and because I know how to use the gifts of the Holy Spirit, I see development of God's work through me. It's a lot of advantage. And also, I also receive blessings. For example, when I pray for people's healing, they get healed in their body and they also get healed in their hearts. The basis to receive the gifts of the Holy Spirit is the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Everybody is entitled to receiving the gifts, the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And you need to ask God to give it to you. Asking, so I'd like to encourage you to ask God in prayer. Once I went to a big church, well, the pastor of that big church told me that when he would choose one church in Japan that is being used by God for healing, he can think of our church only. And the reason why we experience more healings in our church is because we pray for healing more compared to other churches. That's the reason why we have seen a lot of healing, because we've been asking. So asking God is important. Now, let's go into the Bible, and we'd like to look at the passage of the scriptures that God gave us for this year. And we are blessed by God. When we live on this earth, we encounter with various problems and troubles, and some people, they kill themselves. But in any situation, God's help is there for us. I have lived as a Christian for a long time. In the beginning of my Christian life, I really didn't expect much of God's help. I really didn't expect such a thing that a kind of a Superman on TV is able to do. But God never fails. He is surely help us. Whatever problems we have, God is there to help us. Don't give up. Expect God. God not only helps us, but He gives us the best. And this passage of the scripture is the point. And there are three points in this passage. One is that have faith in God. Another is believe that what we asked, believe that we have received what we asked for in prayer. Then, about having faith in God, what should we believe? As I told you before, we should believe that God loves us. We should believe that we are loved by more than anybody. Whether you are sleeping now or not, God loves you. So let's believe in, believe that. But that's not enough. The reason why it's not enough is because we need to understand the content of His love. Unless we have this fully understand this, we can't exercise our faith. In my family, many of us have been healed. I was healed, my wife was healed, I praise God. You know, my sicknesses, they all of them turned out for my good. God knew that I would be a minister who will be involved in healing. And my wife suffered from depression, and she was healed mentally. And my second son, Benjamin, was also healed from a physical disease. Let's give thanks to God. There is a foundation for God healing us. We knew that God would be able to heal us. Of course, we experienced a part of healing through hospitals and doctors. But with only medical treatment, we would have died. You are loved, but it's no good if you don't know what God is going to do for you. And we are happy because God prepares to do something that will please you. I didn't know that before. I had no idea that God would do such a thing for us. But God wants to please us. And when you are in difficulties and problems, and you are wondering whether God will help you, God will surely help you. If you are failing, God wants you to succeed. If you are sick, God wants to heal you and set you free. But do you understand that you should exercise faith? When you exercise faith, you see God's love made manifest to you. God loves you, and He wants to please you. Today, Elijah came, the baby, and I did like this, and I wanted to please him. Of course, I don't say that God appears before you and He waves His hands to you like this, but He's going to do something specific for you. For example, Hakuba camp, I'm very happy because I had been wanting to go to Hakuba. I really like flowers, peach flowers, and Pastor Kitajima brought me to a peach field. Well, I am really happy being in Hakuba. I never expected that my life would be filled with so much blessings. You know, I just expected that I would be take up a cross and follow God. Of course, those things I have been doing, but I am experiencing much more joyful things. So you need to expect what God is going to do for you. That's the foundation of your prayer. To have your prayers answered. You need to know that God will do a good thing for you. We have the word of God as a promise that that God, and also we have a foundation that God wants to do the best thing for us. When you are praying about something and you are wondering whether God will answer your prayer, but because you really don't feel that God loves you, you are wondering like that. Because God loves you, what do you think? What does God want to do for you? So you need to expand the area of God's work for you. You can reach out to the plan, the best plan of God that He has for you. So the Bible says, have faith in God. Have faith in what God does and will do for you. We seek God and we ask God and He will reveal His glory. The other day I prayed. You know, whenever I join an outreach team overseas, God wakes me up during the night. And I thought, one night, maybe angel might appear, but it didn't appear. But I need to be careful, because evil spirits might be in my hotel room. So I prayed. And I prayed to God. I prayed to God that I'll be able to see an angel. And I also prayed that I'll be able to go to heaven and come back. I just want let me see heaven. And God answered me, I understand your desire of going to heaven to see it. But God asked me, why do you want to see an angel? What does that mean? Well, and I thought, well, it would not be make a lot of difference compared to my desire to see panda. But the late Pastor Merlin, he said that he had seen an angel. Brother Ive also saw angels. He told me that he frequently saw angels. When we were in a car, together, driving, Brother Ilie suddenly said, oh, that's an angel. But we didn't see anything. But Brother Ilie said he saw an angel in front of a car, and he went up into heaven, and God asked me, why do you want to see an angel? So I answered them, well, God, I just want to see an angel. That's it. But I hope maybe God will cause me to see heaven, cause me to go to heaven to see it. The Lord doesn't expect you to just suffer and follow God. God wants you to be filled with God's grace because God loves you. The content of His love is very important. Let me pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray for your blessing. God has shown you something and you need to confess it. That has something to do with the work of God through you. And that's something big. People will not understand you, but you need to confess it. You've been making good steps as you walk with God, but you are not stopping. But when you start making a step further, God will be with you and God will bless you. You are wondering which way you should go to. Seek God's guidance patiently and God will show you clearly. Now let's pray for healing. Now let's repent individually. Now let's pray for healing. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray for your healing. I bind the power of sickness. I command the sicknesses to leave us. I command to our bodies, be healed, be healed, be healed. You've been hearing dizzling in your ears. You're healed. You have headache. You're healed. You have something wrong with your chin and you're healed. I declare God's healing to each one of us. Now let's stand up.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
May the grace of the Lord and the love of the Father and fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, forever and ever. Amen.